Hey, what's up YouTube? So I've been an avid Path of Exile player since around 2012 is when I got into the closed beta for the $10 key, and I love the game. I've been playing for years, but I just want to make this video to share my thoughts on PoE2's merchant tabs. I think they're almost pay to win, in my opinion, and I don't want to sound like a troll or like wearing a tinfoil hat or anything like that. I just kind of want to explain my thought process about them to see if anybody shares my beliefs, because I think what they're doing here is just kind of crazy if you think about it in my perspective. So if I can have just a couple minutes of your time, that would be great. So the single merchant tabs are around 40 points each, which is around $4, and you can get a bundle of six, which is for 200 points, which is around $3.33, I think, per tab if you get it on the bundle. And then if they have a sale, it will be even less. So the price isn't that bad. However, the problem is, so if you didn't know, the merchant tab lets you sell all of your items when you're offline. So I kind of wrote this out. A non-merchant tab player, they will lose around 10 to 16 hours of trade time in quotation marks, because you have to have five to six, seven, 8 hours of sleep, plus if you're working full time, 6 to 12 hours depending on your shift. Some people work 12-hour shifts. And then if you have like a job, or if you have like a kid that you have to take care of, or if you're caregiving, you're going to add another couple hours. So it's probably around 16 hours that the non-merchant tab player is going to lose. So in this example, I'm just going to show 12 to be conservative. So these are all trade time hours that you're not going to have because you don't have the tab. So the person that has the merchant tab has all these extra hours here that are going to be in their favor for their items that they're trying to sell. So for example, with just one tab with 12 hours, that's going to be 84 hours a week extra that people are going to be able to buy that person's items that they're selling. And this is kind of where I get a little sad, I guess, because it seems like it's just pay to win, but I don't even know if it's actually pay to win, but it just, something's not right. So let's say you have six tabs. So that's going to be around 500. So I'm just going off six because of the bundle right here. So that's going to be the non-paying merchant tab player is going to lose on 504 extra hours compared to the person that has all the merchant tabs. And that's just only with six. So the person with the tab, with the merchant tabs, they're going to be selling like items like crazy. They're going to be able to make a lot more money while they're offline. And in my opinion, I mean, that just seems really unfair. Like, it seems like it's more than a pay to win convenience factor. Like, or how do I say it? I feel like it's more than just a convenience factor. It's like borderline pay to win, but at the same time it's not, because the trade features are still in the game. But if you think about it like this, that's crazy. So let's say if somebody has like 12 tabs and they're all selling their items, they're gonna have so much extra time compared to the free to play player, and they're gonna be able to get all their items sold, and they're gonna make a lot more currency. And it's just, I don't know, yeah. In my opinion, I think everybody should have at least one tab for free or something to like level the playing field. But anyway, that's just my opinion. I'm just kind of flustered right now because I can't believe that they did this, and I wanted to make this video. If anybody else has any thoughts, let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. Hope you guys have a good day.